for whatever reason, you're watching mortgage rates to see where they're going from here. You might be a first-time home buyer. You might have bought that house and kind of dated the rate and wanted to see where mortgage rates went from there to, hey, if you can refinance, make housing a little more affordable. Well, the mainstream media keeps coming out saying mortgage rates are going to keep going up. Watch the Fed. The Federal Reserve is probably going to raise rates 2, 3, maybe 4 times in the next 2 years. So what should you do? And then you come across my channel and I keep saying mortgage rates are going to go back down to 5.99. Just follow oil. Well, today we have a tester. We have oil. Just went below $70 a barrel. I'm going to show you what happened to mortgage rates today, and I'm going to show you if oil stays down to these levels, how I'm most likely right versus everybody else. So, folks, my name is Dan Frio. My goal each day is to help explain to you guys what in the heck is going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. The reason why I do it, I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states. I'd love to help you out if you need a mortgage. After you watch this video, let me know if I could be of any assistance. But without further ado, let's get over to see what happened to the markets today with oil now down below $70 a barrel. The first thing I like to do in my videos is I like to start with the chart, and this is amazing. So if you ever watch my channel, what all I need you to watch is that number right up through there. Okay, if it's green, that's good. It means mortgage rates are getting a little bit better. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. So you realize on Monday rates were, I hate this number, 666. Today they're about 6.5. They're about 0.8% lower than where they were on Monday. So what's the cause of all this? Well, let's get over to this. Here's the cause of it. It's oil. Let me just show you a graph real quick, and then I'm going to get to the news because there's a lot of inflationary numbers coming out tomorrow, as well as the GDP, how much the economy is growing. But here's what happened. Here's what happened with oil. Here's what oil did in the 10-year treasury and the 30-year bonds. So what happens with oil, you go over here, just think of this oil as inflation. Okay, inflation was coming along. It started coming back down a little bit. The markets were pretty good. And then all of a sudden, whoom, what happened? Well, you had the Iranian conflict. So this spiked inflation. What happened with interest rates and everything? Well, if inflation's up, all these things have to go up as well. Okay, so then all of a sudden, just about a week ago, oil went from $120 a barrel to $100 a barrel to $90 a barrel to this week below $70 a barrel. We had a major plunge in oil. Okay, so if you extrapolate these lines out, oil, okay, let's say it stays stagnant from here, okay, but everything else should come down, right? At least in line to where we were. That's the assumption with all these things. So if you watch oil, that's going to show you where inflation's going. I'm going to prove it in our next slide. So tomorrow, here's what we're going to get. Tomorrow, we're going to get the PCE, the number one factor that the Federal Reserve monitors when it comes to inflation. We're going to get inflation with oil, and we're going to get inflation without it. That's going to prove to us, or disprove, is all this inflation really coming from oil? But here's the news we got today, and this might be encouraging to those new home buyers, or it may not. I don't know what situation you're in. But right now, we got building permits. Last reading was 1.42 million. They thought it was going to go to 1.41, and it stayed at 1.41. Current accounts, we're going to skip that. New home sales, last reading, 626,000. It was supposed to go up a little bit to 638, and actually dropped quite a bit. So not a lot of people are buying. The thing here is home prices on the new side, they're still a little hefty on prices, but you had mortgage rates going from 5.99 to almost 7%. A lot of people just put off those home buying. So that's what happened there. New home sales month over month dropped, and that's the proof of it. A lot of this is coming from that spike in interest rates. Now I'm saying that rates are going to come down from here. How? Why? I just showed you what's going on with oil, but let me go to some other thing we're going to get in our readings tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be interesting. We're going to get a reading on employment or unemployment. Then we're going to get that PCE number, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in. So let's get over what they're expected to come in tomorrow. So tomorrow, if we look at, let's go first, we're going to go to initial jobless claims right through here. Last reading was 226,000. They're expecting 225. This number's been pretty steady. So I'm going to say that's going to be okay. What I'm really factoring in is right up through here, continued claims. This is the first time in a while that we've been over 1.8 million. It was 1.81 million previously. They're saying it's going to stay above 1.8. I'm going to say that's probably going to come in at point. Now, here's the juicy numbers coming in. We're going to get inflation, that PCE that the Federal Reserve monitors right down through here. We're going to get month over month and year over year. Okay, month over month, they're saying it's going to go from 0.4 to 0.5, and that's probably most likely, and that's going to be due to oil. And then up through here, it's going to say that it's going to go from 3.8 to 4. Okay, but this includes oil. If you want to see what they're saying, how bad is inflation with oil out of it? Well, let's look at it that way. So if you extract out the oil, they're saying the inflation number is going to go month over month from 0.2 to 0.3. Just like the number down below. Kind of the same thing here. It's going to go 3.3 to 3.4. Now, I'm going to say these numbers can even be more than that. Here's why. The May readings, that's when we saw oil hitting $120 a barrel like we saw in the last chart. So if you had oil at $90 a barrel 1 month, then it ran to $120 a barrel, wouldn't you see the PCE pretty much jump pretty substantially? So I'm saying on the PCE side, these could be really more inflated. But when you come to the core, that's what we're really going to pay attention to tomorrow to see if you extract out food and oil, is the numbers really coming down? And that's what I'm projecting. So if you want to figure out all this stuff, here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. This is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight on. We're going to get that tomorrow, and we're going to get the GDP. So two of the three pieces of the information the Federal Reserve really monitors to factor in where rates are going to go from here are coming out tomorrow. So join me each day so I can come in and explain to you guys what's going on with rates. But what am I advising my clients to do right now? So this is my forecast section where I'm telling you guys what my suggestions are if you're looking to buy right now, if you're looking to buy in a couple months, if you're looking to build, or even if you're a homeowner. So here we go. If you're getting a house under contract right now, we're locking you in. Okay, not right now. We're going to wait for this to kind of peak out because I think there's a little more run to this. But we're going to really monitor this closely and lock in as soon as I think these bottomed out. But if you're looking to buy maybe in 2-3 months or looking to build down the road, I think you're in good position. Do two things for me. One, subscribe over there. Watch every video I do each morning. It'll give you kind of an idea where the markets are going. And two, watch oil. Because until this Iranian conflict is signed, sealed, delivered, and there's proof of everything, the markets are going to be a little skittish. So if you're a homeowner right now looking to maybe refinance to try to get a lower rate, or maybe you're looking to consolidate, well, first thing, let's go to our website right through here. We got a lot of other calculators. There's a Stan store down below that we have that has everything free. You can figure out how much you qualify for to buy that first house. Does refinancing make sense? We even have a debt consolidation calculator down there created through AI to help you manage if you're looking to try to pay off some bills. But if you're a homeowner right now, do me a favor, put your loan information right into there. It's called RateWatch 2.2. What we're going to do is we're going to monitor two things for you. So you're going to tell me, Dan, when interest rates hit this, call me, text me, and email me. Or you're also going to say, well, Dan, when my monthly payment on my mortgage goes down $200, $300, $500 a month, let me know because I'm interested in refinancing. We can do that. But let's say, for example, you already got some quotes because you've been told, you know, get 20 different quotes and choose the best one. You probably don't know what the best one is anyways. So do me a favor. Get the best one that you have and stop. Stop doing what you're doing. Upload it right into this. It's our loan estimate review right through here. What we're going to do is we're going to have a video out to you probably within an hour or two of you uploading this. We're going to go over what the fees are and what the interest rate is. If we can beat that competition in both of those, I'm hoping to win you as a client. And if you're buried in debt, just trying to figure out, you know, does it make sense to refinance and pay off my first mortgage or maybe get a home equity loan, you can do that right over through here in the debt relief section. So I like to end the day with the chart. The chart, since we're closed right now, it is a plus 53. That is amazing when it comes to interest rates. So if you want to track rates and see all the things that I'm showing you on this channel, just go to my website. Like I said, hit mortgage rates. What this is going to give you is the top six programs that we are offering. We offer a ton of other things. We have reverse mortgages, DSCR loans. Like if you're an investor, we even have bank statement loans. There's a whole wider range of products that we have. But this site is actually going to give you all the details in regards to rates and the economics behind it all. So then it's going to tell you the primary drivers behind the what happened with rates today. It's going to give you the MBS market, that chart that we go over each day. It's also going to track the 10-year treasury. It's also going to give you the most important information of the day and how that is affecting rates down through here. It's also going to give you my most recent podcast. And then down below, all the way down here, it's going to give you the predictions markets on what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. The poly markets are saying that there is a 75% chance the Federal Reserve is going to hold rates. The Kalshi is saying there's a 92% chance the Federal Reserve is going to hold rates. My name is Dan Frio, and I'm saying they're going to hold rates. It's 100% that they're not going to do anything at this meeting, nor the upcoming meetings. And if they do anything, the next move from the Fed will be to cut. So that's our show for today. Thank you for watching. I hope you learned something. And if you would, please subscribe down over there. If you need help with a mortgage, I'd like to help you in any way I can. So thanks for watching. Don't forget to join us tomorrow at the opening bell to see what happens with these and why. Thanks again. God bless. See you tomorrow.